This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. Alaska Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott abruptly resigned Tuesday after allegations of inappropriate comments to an unidentified woman. Officials did not elaborate on what the comments were, but in his resignation letter, Mallott said he placed a person he respects in a position of vulnerability. Governor Bill Walker says the resignation is the right thing to do.
It's very, very disappointing in all respects, but it is. So I did want you to be aware this was not something of long ago. This was of, you know, I heard about it, you know, about 24 hours ago, and we took action right away.
Mallott is Walker's running mate on the independent ticket in a tight reelection bid. Walker says it's too late to remove Mallott's name from the ballot. Walker appointed Alaska Department of Health and Social Services Commissioner Valerie Davidson to fill Mallott's post. Mallott is Tlingit. His resignation is a possible blow for Native voters who historically have low turnout. Walker told National Native News anchor Antonia Gonzalez Native voter turnout is critical, but he says that's not the primary consideration in this instance.
Well, what took place today really had nothing to do with votes or elections. It had to do with the right thing to do. Our focus is, as I told the cabinet in an emergency cabinet meeting today, is, you know, it's not, our focus is not on how long we're going to be here, it's what we do while we're here.
The top internal watchdog for the U.S. Department of Interior is being replaced with a political appointee from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. The Washington Post reported Deputy Inspector General Mary Kendall, who has led the office for 9 years, is being replaced by Suzanne Israel Tufts, Assistant Secretary of HUD. Kendall was leading several investigations into Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, including issues about travel by his wife and a land development deal in Montana. Government ethics watchdogs are concerned. The Inspector General audits and investigates waste, fraud, and abuse at 10 agencies. It's considered a nonpartisan position. Tufts has no background in government investigations or in environmental regulations. The announcement came in an email from HUD Secretary Ben Carson and took the Inspector General's office by surprise. A spokesman for Interior referred questions about who hired Tufts to the White House, which did not respond to a request for comment. Yakima Nation's KYNR radio studio in Washington State is working to get back on air after a devastating burglary last week. Thieves pushed in a window air conditioner to gain access and took some $20,000 worth of equipment. The station has been off the air since. Roy Dick, the Morning Man DJ, says staff is working on purchasing and installing new equipment thanks to an emergency financial boost from the Yakima Nation.
The Tribal Council, they want us to get back on the air ASAP, so they allocated some funds to get us back on air. And we just hurry up and wait now.
Dick says the equipment is insured. The items stolen include the broadcast console and electronics that would be difficult to sell secondhand.
Everything was gone. Control board, microphones, headphones, and the CD players and the EAS system.
The EAS is the Emergency Alert System, which is a requirement for broadcast by the FCC. The 17-year-old tribal radio station airs a variety of Native programming, including National Native News. Dick says as news of the theft emerged, the station received numerous offers of support and sympathy.
A lot of callers have been calling in, dedicated listeners, and other radio stations, when they found out, they called to see what they can do to help us, and I was heartbroken.
Tribal police are investigating. They say they've notified local pawn shops in case suspicious items show up there. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by the law offices of Sanosky Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at www.sanosky.com.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.